You're listening to the Encounter Podcast, featuring my latest messages and teachings. Don't forget to subscribe. The Encounter Podcast, encounter the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. More than it will change anyone or anything else, prayer will change the one who prays. And I want to give you the secret to effective prayer. Once you learn this, your prayer life will never be the same again. Before you can understand prayer, you must understand your relationship with the Holy Spirit and what He accomplishes through you in your life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning at verse 10, we see the scripture says this, "But it was to us that God revealed these things by His Spirit. For His Spirit searches out everything and shows us God's deep secrets. No one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit, and no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And we have received God's spirit, not the world's spirit, so we can know the wonderful things God has freely given us." We have to come to realize that the Holy Spirit has been united with us in oneness. You and the Holy Spirit are one spirit. And it is out of that oneness that you pray. It is out of that connection, out of that fellowship, that you begin to search the depths of God. When you go to pray, recognize that the Holy Spirit is the one guiding your path, that the Holy Spirit is the one lighting your way. The scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. He understands the mind of God. He understands the will of God. He understands the plans of God. He understands the nature of God. He understands the power of God. And He understands all of these aspects of God to the fullest of their capacity. He lacks no understanding. He lacks no revelation. And He has given that to you and I in our spirit. If I can put it to you boldly, I would say, you already know God. You're already connected with God. You're already one with God. You already have revelation. You already have power. You already have the ability to live life in the Spirit. Why? Because deep within your spirit, there's a fellowship that takes place 24/7 with or without your awareness. And that is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the Father taking place within you. You see, you may not understand with your carnal mind. You may not understand with your emotions, but in the Spirit, you already have full understanding. Therefore, prayer is not a means to connect with God. Prayer is done out of connection that is already there. So this key to prayer is the person of the Holy Spirit. He's the one who guides us. He's the one who speaks to us and tells us what we should pray in each and every moment. People often ask, what do I do when I don't know what to pray? Well, there are many options. You can pray in the Spirit, meaning pray in tongues. You can speak to the Holy Spirit and say, help me, guide me, lead me, show me what I should pray for, show me who I should pray for, show me how I should pray. And as you do this, you will notice a rhythm in the Spirit beginning to pick up. And when you go to pray, know that that rhythm really is guided by the Spirit of God. It's a matter of surrendering to Him. When it comes to matters of the Spirit, we must know that you cannot fight the Holy Spirit and you cannot force the Holy Spirit. No, when it comes to moving with the Spirit, we simply must flow. We simply must surrender, like an eagle surrendering to the wind, like a sailboat surrendering to the wind. We must surrender to the wind of the Spirit, the breath of God, and receive that direction and allow Him to move us in the depths of the Spirit. When we go to pray, we often ask, how should I do it? Should I sit? Should I stand? Should I pace? Should I stay still? Should I yell? Should I whisper? Should I just think the prayers within my mind, and can God work effectively through that? Here's what you should do. You should simply ask the Holy Spirit, what is it you want me to do in this moment? How is it you want me to approach God in this moment? And the Holy Spirit, who is faithful, will guide you. And the more you pray, the more you seek Him, the more you will realize that there is a natural flow to the Spirit. There is a natural flow to prayer. It's not something you have to organize. It's not something you can systemize. It's not something that you can discover through a formula. It's something that you simply sense that cannot really be described unless you've experienced it. So how do you position yourself to that? Well, it's very simple. The scripture tells us in Romans chapter 8, verses number 26 through 27, the scripture says this, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers." I love this. "For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will." Let's break this down. The scripture says the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. In other words, we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to focus in. We don't know how to seek God. We don't know how to discover His presence. We're weak. We're unable. Apart from the help of the Holy Spirit, we're lost. We're floundering in nothingness. We'll never accomplish anything unless it's by the Holy Spirit. The scripture goes on to say, for example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. How many times have you been there? Lord, I'm here. I've isolated myself in the stillness of the quiet. I've placed myself where there is no distraction. I've removed from within me all of the chaos and the clutter and all of the responsibilities and all of the fears and all of those things that can steal my focus. Yet I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to do. Do I sing a worship song? Do I pray in tongues? Do I go down a list of things I want God to do for me? What do I do in this moment? But the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. I love this because there really is no word that has depth that can express what the Spirit is praying for us, what the Spirit is desiring for us. We simply have to surrender to those prayers. You say, how do I surrender? I'm telling you how. You approach Him in humility. You tell Him that you want His help. You tell Him that you need Him. You become aware of the fact, be mindful of the fact that you're dependent upon Him. And the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. Think about this. How often have you asked a mighty man or a mighty woman of God to lay hands on you? How many times have you visited a church service or a conference or a special event to seek an impartation or to seek maybe a touch of God from some ministry or through some vessel that He's anointed? And there's nothing wrong with that. That's biblical. But here we're being told that the Holy Spirit Himself wants to pray for you. Imagine that. The Holy Spirit Himself laying hands on you. The Holy Spirit Himself praying for you. He knows your heart and He knows God's heart. He knows your nature and He knows God's nature. And because He knows God better than anybody knows God, and because He knows you better than anybody knows you, He can pray in such a way that both natures, both beings are harmonized into a beautiful oneness that can only be found when you surrender to the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. I love that He prays for us in harmony with God's own will, meaning whatever He prays for us is going to mold us. Whatever He prays for us is going to shift us. It's going to transform us. This is how you pray in a way that transforms you. It's by the Holy Spirit. Only He can bring those desires out. Just the other day, I was waking up and I was in that state where I was asleep and I was conscious of myself waking up. So I was in between being completely alert and being fully asleep. And as I'm waking up, I can hear myself praying. And God is my witness. As I'm waking up, I can hear myself praying, "Lord, help me today." I said, "Help me please You. Make me willing to obey You. Show me Your will and just help me please You." That's what I'm praying. I'm verbally praying that. As I'm waking up, I can hear myself praying this. Why was this? It's because the Holy Spirit is free to move in me and I surrender to Him. Sometimes I'll have dreams that are from God. Sometimes I'll wake up praying in tongues. Why is this? It's because the Holy Spirit has been given control. I can recall instance after instance where, had the Holy Spirit not grabbed my attention and just nudged me in a certain direction, I would have been lost. You see, the Holy Spirit does it so subtly, sometimes we don't even realize it's Him who is doing it. He moves us. He causes us to be guided along a certain path. And there'll be times where you'll say something and you'll say, "Why did I say that? where you'll do something and you'll say, why did I do that? And it will be positive and it will be spiritual. Why? Because the Holy Spirit moved you. The Holy Spirit has possessed me. He has ownership of me. He can do whatever he wants with his vessel. And there will be those moments, because you're united with the Spirit, especially in prayer, there will be those moments where you won't know where the Holy Spirit ends and where you begin, where the prayers and the oneness are just a flow. This is the ultimate key, that the Holy Spirit prays for us. And this is the most beautiful part of it all. As long as you tell him, as long as you're surrendered, and it really is just something that's postured in your heart, as long as you're willing to be willing, the Holy Spirit begins to work with you. And he begins to desire on your behalf. He desires things for you through you. He accomplishes things for you through you. He begins to work on your nature. He begins to work on your heart. He begins to work on your desires, and suddenly you'll have this desire to pray. Suddenly you'll have this desire to get into the Word. Suddenly you'll have this desire to worship. What is that? Those are the desires of the Spirit coming through you, and they're working for you. The ultimate key to prayer, the Holy Spirit. He is truly the ultimate intercessor, the ultimate prayer warrior. And he wants to pray for you. So how do you do this? As I said, it's so simple. You simply posture your heart and become mindful of the fact that you need him. And then just say, Holy Spirit, help me. And it may not happen for you right away, but this is why you must continue. This is why you must persevere, so that you reach the point where you become one who can hear the Spirit, where you become one who can surrender. And he'll do it. He's faithful. He is working his way toward you. And you can rely completely on that as you simply say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you for listening to the Encounter Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe. You can help keep the Encounter Podcast on the air by becoming a monthly supporter or making a one-time donation now. To give, just go to davidhernandezministries.com/donate. Until next time, remember, nothing is impossible with God.